Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I'm documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I am Laura, I'm your host. And today, we're going to be talking about the books I read in June 2023. I'm really excited to dive into this list. I was able to read 6 books in June, which is actually very low for me, you guys. I was not surprised that I only read 6 books, but at the same time, I'm kind of sad because I was hoping to read more. May was such a big month. If you missed the books I read in May 2023, go ahead back to that episode and listen in because some amazing books on that list. But anyway, back to June. 6 books. Let's dive in. Fake out. Before we dive into the BIR from June 2023, I want to give you guys a little weekly update, even though these weekly updates haven't really been a thing in the most recent. So stay tuned for that list of books that I read. But really quick, I want to give you guys an update. So if you are not a subscriber, please consider becoming a subscriber. It only costs a coffee a month, actually less than a coffee a month. And you get access to all of my exclusive episodes that go out to subscribers only. And those are going to be including my author annotated notes once my audiobooks start releasing here on the podcast. But also, they include all of my behind the scenes for my works in progress and Camp Nano. So there are quite a few episodes that have already gone out with the behind the scenes of Camp Nano. Spoiler alert, I have already hit my 50K for the month. As I record this, it is July 24th. This episode's coming out on July 25th. But I actually hit my 50K last week. So if you want to know all of the nitty-gritty details about Camp Nano, please be a subscriber and you can go back and listen to all of those episodes as soon as you subscribe. Okay, so for my other news, I kind of hinted at it in an episode recently. So if you're a subscriber, you heard me talk about this already, but I ended up doing a huge tangent on what I was going to be working on for Camp Nano, and I revised and edited and recorded the audiobooks for my Creative Entrepreneur Life series. It's a 3-part series I wrote in 2021. So this series is going to be re-releasing at some point in 2024, but the new updated versions are now on Amazon. So you can go and get those. But yeah, more news on that and the official re-release or relaunch will happen next year. So that project was definitely not planned, not planned at all. But I'm really excited that I was able to revise those and record the audiobooks. So I wanted to share a little something about this series because I don't talk about it a lot. And a lot of people are probably like, whoa, you have nonfiction? What is happening? Well, the thing is, this series really came at me and came at me really, really hard. And so it wasn't something I had been planning on writing back in 2021. And so I just want to kind of give you guys the backstory a little bit. So I had just published Oscillation Rising in the fall of 2021, and I was going to be writing Static Equilibrium for NaNoWriMo in November 2021. And I knew I needed space from the series. I knew I needed to get away from Dixie and Bryn and Crater and all of the amazing characters. And I had to do something different because otherwise I was going to suffocate. I had been working so hard on Oscillation Rising all summer. Finally got that published. And I was like, I need a break from this series. So then when I dive in November for NaNoWriMo, I'll be really, really excited about it and it'll feel fresh and all that. So I was reading a book. I don't even remember what the book was, but it was talking about basically flash nonfiction and how you can write shorter nonfiction books to give the meat and potatoes of some kind of concept to the readers without overwhelming them. And I love that type of nonfiction. I do not like when I have to read a 300-page nonfiction book and it's all stories and anecdotes and metaphors and all of this stuff. I'm like, just give me the content. That's all I need. And so that's one of the reasons why I don't like doing really big courses, because I feel like the courses do too much fluff And I'm like, just give me the content that I absolutely need. And so whatever book I was reading at the time was talking about this flash nonfiction. And so I was thinking, I keep saying so, I'm sorry. I decided I'm going to write my own flash nonfiction about something that I'm really passionate about. And that is hashtag me time. And I actually talk about it a little bit in the book. I reread these books, obviously, when I revised them last week. And obviously, I recorded the audiobook. So I read every single word of these books. And I talk a little bit about it in the series about how the hashtag me time concept was going to be a book on its own. And it was going to be kind of a sequel to my first nonfiction book, Happy List Choke List, which is currently under revision. It's not available right now. But this me time concept grew into this three-part concept, me time, we time, and work time, which are these books. So anyway, back to the story. So I was finishing up Oscillation Rising. I had read this book about flash nonfiction, and I was like, maybe I should do this. And I did. I wrote all three books. Well, I wouldn't say I wrote all three books. I outlined all three books in one day. And then in the course of maybe a week, I like fully wrote them. And the way that I wrote them, I was actually in my closet recording because I was recording them as a video. And originally it was going to be a video course. And then there was going to be the audiobook and then the book. And that didn't happen. But the true whatever I recorded, whatever I dictated, that became the book. And I edited it a lot after that. But anyway, so this concept grew really, really quickly. I published the books as soon as they were done in October, November, and December 2021, and there was also an accompanying workbook. And this is the fastest I've ever written and published anything, and these books are all about 10,000 words, so it's not like they're long or anything like that, but it was very, very fast. And so I did no publicity, I did no marketing, I didn't tell anybody about this series. The only review that is on the first book right now is my aunt. Like, nobody's read these books. They're non-existent. And so the issue with that is that nobody left reviews, obviously, because nobody read the books. And so to re-release these books, I want to gather a beta team, not even really a beta team because the books have been out there for so long, but a team of people to read and review the books. And in exchange for an honest review, I'll give you the book for free. So that's why I'm kind of talking about this today, is because I do want to re-release this series. And so in the upcoming months, I'm going to be gathering a team of people to help with the re-release of these books. And I contemplated doing like 3 months in a row, each book being released 1 month after the other. So that might be how it works. Or I might just do all three at once. Either way, I really want this to be so much larger than it was before. I mean, before I didn't do anything. So I have created basically an application to be a part of the release team. And the link is in the description of this episode, www.laurajlive.com/creativeentrepreneur. So you can go there, fill out the application. It's really just more like a form. It's not really an application. You'll be selected. Don't worry. But by the end of 2023, I will be having that final list of all the people who are going to be involved, and I'll send out the next steps for what you can do. But guaranteed, you'll get all of the ebook versions for free in exchange for an honest review on Amazon or Goodreads. And then there's some other things that you can get involved with. And if you have a podcast, I would love to be interviewed on your show. So please reach out. I want to be on any kind of show related to creative entrepreneurs, any specific creative entrepreneurs like authors, authors and writers, YouTubers, Etsy sellers, anything like that, any kind of business, blog, or podcast, I would love to be featured. So I am starting the search now. So then in the spring, maybe into early summer next year, we'll be able to do this re-release. So this is going to be a long season of acquiring places to talk about this stuff, which I'm really excited about. And it's ironic because a lot of this stuff I was planning on doing speaking engagements about back in 2020, back before we moved to Indiana. I had just released Happy List Choke List in 2019, and I had booked up a bunch of speaking gigs. And so a lot of the concepts that I was going to be speaking about ended up going into this The Creative Entrepreneur Life series. So if you have an event and you would like me to come and speak about these topics, that would be something I'd really be interested in as well. Okay, so you will probably hear me talk about this re-release, the relaunch, a lot over the next few months. So if you want to be involved, please jump in early. I don't know how many I want to cap it at yet, but I know I will have a cap just because it's really hard to keep track of everybody and everything within a re-release. So if you want to be involved, snag your spot right away. That would be the only reason that I don't accept people, is that if I have too many people. So grab your spot. This is the first time I've talked about it, and I would love to have you. Okay. So that is my The Creative Entrepreneur Life update. Again, so sorry if you never knew this existed, but it is out right now on Amazon, and you can go and get it if you'd like to read it right now. And if you do, I would love for you to leave me a review. All right. And now for the topic that you guys wanted to actually hear today. Let's talk about the BIR from June. This episode is sponsored by my wonderful Work in Progress subscribers. With your help, I am able to cover costs related to my author career. These are things such as costs related to this podcast, book cover fees, editing costs, and so much more. Without your support, my progress in this process would be at a standstill. You help bring me closer to my author goals each and every month. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Would you like to become a subscriber and gain exclusive access to all Work in Progress and audiobook annotation episodes? Through this subscription, you may also have the opportunity to help me name characters and locations within my books, or maybe make crucial book plot and trope decisions with me. No matter what, you get the insider-only look at my active Work in Progress books and projects. As I mentioned, your monthly subscription fee goes directly back into my author business, and it only costs you $4.99 a month. I'd love for you to join me and the other subscribers in this exclusive content. Click the link in this episode's description or go to a locked episode and click subscribe. Thank you so much for supporting the show. All right, I think I talked about the first book in the last episode. I talked about the books I read in May. I believe I may have mentioned this, but if not, let's dive in. I was able to finish the first three books in the Beautiful Demons series by Sarah Cannon, and I ended up actually hybrid reading these as ebooks, but then also I had Alexa read them to me as well. So the first book is Beautiful Demons, the second book, Inner Demons, and the third book, Bitter Demons. So Beautiful, Inner, and Bitter Demons. And these are really fun books, and I actually read the first one back when I was in high school and have been following Sarah for a while, so I decided to pick these up. These are the first three books out of 11, 12 in the series. It's insane how many books there are. And after reading the first three, I don't think I'm going to continue on with any more books in the series, but we'll see. Book number 4 of 6 was Beneath Gehenna by Benjamin Rutland. And this was an ebook, and I also listened to it via Alexa a little bit as well. And this was a post-apocalyptic sci-fi, kind of dystopian vibes. And I really, really enjoyed this book. I just feel like it should have had a different ending, but that's my own opinion. I thought it was pretty good. I got this one for free. It's a standalone. I got it for free on Kindle through a newsletter, I believe. I believe that's how I got it. All right, that was book number 4. Book number 5 was a book that I was reading. Oh, it took me a long time to read this entire book. I started it on May 24th and I ended it on June 19th. And that's because it is a huge freaking book. It is Wool by Hugh Howey. And I've talked about Hugh Howey in the past. I read his book series, or the duology, Sand and Across the Sand. I read, that was the first introduction I had from him, I want to say. And then I also found out that he has The Silo, the TV show, coming out. It is out right now. I haven't started watching it yet, but The Silo TV show is based off of The Silo book series, and Wool is book 1 in that series. Absolutely loved book 1. And spoiler alert, as I record this, I just finished book 2 today. As I record this, it's July 8th, 2023. So book 1, I finished on June 19th. Absolutely adored it. I read this book all the way through as a paperback, and it is like almost an inch and a half thick. It is so big, but I was really invested in it the whole entire time. Essentially, it takes place in the future. People are living in silos that are underground because the air is toxic. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's also a TV show if you don't want to read the books, because the books are really, really long. All right, and then book number 6, which was the final book for June 2023, is Self-Editing on a Penny by Ashlyn Forge. I read this as an ebook, and I don't believe it's a part of a craft series, but it is a craft nonfiction book about self-editing on a penny, obviously, given the title. And I think I read this back when I first got it, like a really long time ago, but I was like, I'll just glance through it. So I did what I call and what I've started calling rapid reading, or also sift reading. So it's just funny because every nonfiction book that I've read since I've started reading nonfiction, I have read cover to cover. I don't skip around. I don't, you know, read one chapter and skip a chapter if I don't feel like reading it. I've always read it front to back. And for whatever reason, with this book, I realized, hey, I don't need to know this content, so I'm going to skip it and I'm going to go on to the next section, because this is very much a beginner's type of self-editing on a penny, very, very basics. And don't get me wrong, I really do think that unless you have the know-how when it comes to editing, you really should be getting a professional editor. Personally, right now, financially, I'm not able to afford to get my books professionally edited, but I am really good at editing. And I also have a few people just glance through and catch like proofreading stuff like that. But if you have the money, go ahead, get a real editor. Very big advocate for that. And sorry to go on this total tangent, but the WIP episodes, if you are a subscriber, thank you so much for being a subscriber. If not, please consider subscribing. So I have what we call WIP episodes, and they are the behind the scenes work in progress episodes where I talk in depth about my writing projects, and they are subscriber only. And this is a paid subscription. These paid subscription fees that you pay monthly, it's about the equivalent of a coffee a month. These subscription fees, I'm going to be building them up and using these to fund my editing so I can hire a professional to edit my books. That is one of the things that I'm going to be using the money for. So this is just a little tangent, a little side note to say, I do plan on having my books professionally edited in the future. As of right now, can't afford it, but it is in the works. And I have some amazing people that I am communicating with, and they're helping me in the meantime. And we're doing like trades and things like that. But I do want all of my books professionally edited. So anyway, self-editing on a penny is kind of just a book that came into my life because I needed it at the moment. And I think I read it a couple years ago, and now I'm reading it again. But also, back to the purpose of what I was saying, I do what I call rapid reading or sift reading when it comes to nonfiction books now. And it only just started. This was the first book I did it with. And then you'll hear 4 books in July that I've already read in this form. So basically, I look at the table of contents and I pick and choose which sections I want to read. Or I will flip through, and if something isn't relative to me, I'll just glaze over it. I'll sift over it. And it's really helpful in reading quickly. Obviously, I'm not reading every single word. So if you're a person who only counts books read, if you've read every single word, then this is not for you. But I feel like I got the essence of this book. I got what I needed from it. And I don't have any guilt around not reading it. That is something that I've definitely had held over me when it comes to nonfiction books that I haven't read yet. I'm like, I really want to. I know there's great content in these nonfiction books, but I really don't have the time for it. I don't have the patience for it, or I don't want to hear the personal stories that the author has written at that time. If I know there's a really good story, I'll go back to it later on. But when I'm trying to get to the purpose, to the point of the book, I just sift over the words now, and it helps so much. I'm able to get so much more reading done. And some of you might not agree with this, but it's a way that I am able to read more nonfiction now moving forward. So anyway, sorry about that little tangent, but those are the 6 books that I've read for June 2023. Of all of these books, 3 were fantasy, 2 were post-apocalyptic, and then 1 was nonfiction craft. And I gotta say, I think my favorite book for this month was Wool. I love Hugh Howie. I'm so excited to finish the series. And once the series once I have read it, then I'm going to go ahead and jump into the TV show. So you guys will definitely hear about that. I will let you know how that goes. But for now, that is it for the books I read in June. And don't forget to go ahead and sign up to be a re-release team member for the Creative Entrepreneur Life series. Again, that's at laurajlove.com/creativeentrepreneur. All right. That was fun talking about the BIRs. We'll see you next month when we talk about the books I read in July. And we'll be back with more Nano updates this week if you're a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead, subscribe right now. But otherwise, I'll see you next week for a regular episode. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.